Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The last thing they saw was someone they trusted. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
Sean Diddy Combs, it's been an interesting week. At least I'll say this as of the, I don't know, how many months have we been following this now? Many. It's been kind of a slow week for at least by the time we're recording this. Who knows? Everything will break between now and then. But there hasn't been a lot of new allegations. Maybe they took some time off for the election so everyone could go vote. I don't know. But there has been some interesting pieces that have come out. More so in terms of what it took to get into a Diddy party, a Diddy freak-off party. We've all heard of the term NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, and they're used all the time in business and apparently used all the time at Diddy sex parties, allegedly as well. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreeke, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Welcome. NDAs. I mean, we knew that these things existed. I guess the question is, should there be times in your life where you're like, they want an NDA to go to the party? They want an NDA? Like, should there be just times where it's like, maybe I shouldn't participate if this one requires an NDA?
You see that? You see my face scrunching down on this? Yeah. It's like my nonverbal's like, huh?
Yeah.
So I really took note of that and was really thinking about this. First of all, as I sometimes always have to do, is caveat, I am not a lawyer, legal beagle, and things like that. Yeah. So I'm going to give my optic and my conjecture on these things and then my input. And first of all, NDAs are really, I sign them all the time as well. You know, if you're going to work on a project, you know, like Tony, you and I, if we, you know, just doing a show together or doing a collaboration, something, we'll sign an NDA for each other so that we can keep our information private. Yep. So someone else can't scoop us. Someone else can't take our ideas and run with it before we have time to. Mm-hmm. Corporations do it all the time to prevent corporate espionage or insider threat or things like that. Individuals, it's interesting, as I saw the argument defense was making, saying that celebrities do this all the time to maintain privacy and things like that. So there's two things that came up with that in my mind. Is one, it's something my wife said to me all the time in the FBI. I am a, if anyone listening and watching kind of gets this from me, I was always kind of this gray line kind of guy. If you're going to be mission focused and mission oriented, you have a stack of rules. And I've said this before, if they want to get you with so many rules out there, they'll find a way to get you.
Yeah.
So the job is to do the mission and do it in a way that inspires someone to not want to get you, which means that I knew where the gray line was and I always tried to ride that gray line. But here was my fail safe. And this is a fail safe that I think is important to have in every aspect of life. And I'm going to circle it back to NDAs in here in a second. And that is with my boss. If I wanted to do something that was gray line, my test was this. If I was trying to hide exactly how I was doing it from my boss, I probably shouldn't be doing it.
True.
If there's someone or something I'm going to go outside and do in my private life, if I'm a little shameful, again, we'll use that word shame because shame really is a powerful motivator for people. If I'm ashamed to share it with someone, if I'm ashamed to have the transparency with my loving critics in my life, I most likely shouldn't do it. And so with the NDA, if you are so ashamed of what's going on in a party that requires people to not share it with others, maybe you shouldn't be doing it. So that's my first thing is like, that's an odd request because this, it's not like you have proprietary information.
Yeah.
This is just like a party. If you're doing things that require an NDA, maybe you should think twice about what's going on at that party. And then the second part of that, what the fence was saying, was that this is common for other celebrities and things. Okay, I want to know exactly what celebrities have their clients and their partygoers sign NDAs, and then let's take a look at their life behavior arcs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because maybe there's a pattern of other morons out there too. So I find the whole concept of an NDA for going to someone's house and going to a party just a little off.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We don't go to these parties. I did make me wonder a little bit, to play devil's advocate and think, well, if Martha Stewart has a big bash, is there an NDA there just so people aren't taking, pictures privately of the house or exposing her new recipes or whatever, whatever it may be?
I think I think it's a fine example.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
pictures, no photographs. that makes complete sense
because
that is privacy. But, to not be able to say you went someplace and things like that, mm-hmm. it's like collecting cell phones before people go.
That's sure, weird.
I completely see that.
Yeah. Yeah. It gets to be a bit much, I think. And now the fact that we know what's on the other side of that NDA in this case, I think, is what makes it far worse. If we didn't know what the alleged things are on the other side of that NDA, of what was actually going on and why that was being signed, we may be questioning, well, why did they need an NDA? We know. Right. We know why they needed an NDA. Let's talk about this Courtney Burgess for a second. This is the individual who first came out claiming to have the manuscript of Kim Porter's alleged book. It was dismissed right away. People saying, oh, this is BS. It's not true. Even her ex of Diddy even came out and said, this Al B. Shore, the singer, came out and said, I don't think this is hers either. So yet a lot of people saying, we don't believe this is legit. But then, surprise, surprise, he's sitting there talking with the grand jury. It went beyond the civil. It went straight to the grand jury conversation where he's having these conversations with them. If he was so not credible, would he be talking to the grand jury? How much vetting would have been done, I guess, on the part of Homeland Security and whoever is investigating this before that person ends up sitting with a grand jury sharing what they claim to be?
You know, I'm not quite sure how much energy someone is or isn't going to put into it before they go to a grand jury. But I think just the totality of the individual and looking at their credibility from other things and events they've done in life is what's going to rule and determine whether it's going to happen or not. You know, it's interesting. What really popped in my mind as you're going through this entire scenario where people are dismissing the claim, dismissing the manuscript because it's Diddy. You know what? Who really popped in my mind front and foremost was Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. Mm-hmm. So here's a woman claiming all these bad things, that were done to her by the president of the United States. But because he's popular, they blamed her rather than saying, hey, maybe Clinton did something wrong here. And so same thing here. It kind of struck me the same thing. We all love Diddy, so she's wrong.
Yeah.
In the things that she's claiming it did. I don't know if it's a stretch or not in a comparison, but that's just really what popped in my mind.
Yeah, it's bizarre on this. Courtney, he claims to have now also have video evidence. He beyond the book, he claims he has, I believe, 11 terabytes. Don't quote me on that, but it's several. Of data on a flash drive of the actual Diddy parties, claims that he was given this by Kim Porter before she passed away, along with the manuscript. So this is kind of more of a procedural question than anything else. If he's claiming this, and he had a little press conference, did interviews, everything after he was interviewed by the grand jury, saying that he has all these things. If he's saying these things out loud, that he has this sort of material, do the feds have it at this point? I mean, if you're out there claiming this and you were just literally witnessed by a federal grand jury, I'm going to assume they want to see what you have.
Yeah, and I think claiming you have the video evidence, they're going to have to see that video evidence, and I think that's where the credibility is going to come into, because it's no longer just hearsay. It's no longer someone's opinion. It's something someone can see on video, because this is what we've been waiting for the entire time. I want to see videos and pictures from all these claims. And I think that's where the credibility comes from, is just, you got more data points to go on. So I think that they would have that in their possession already. The problem, though, is that you don't know that just because of the volume of investigation that's going on with a lot of people and a lot of claims.
Well, there you have it, Sean Diddy Combs. It's been another wild week in what has been one of the most closely watched cases of the year. At this point, you think the dust might settle, but no, the story keeps evolving layer by layer, allegation by allegation. And while this week may have been a quieter one in terms of Diddy land, there's a lot more to come. We've heard about NDAs, the so-called freak-off parties, and now the bold claims made by Courtney Burgess, claims that have taken him all the way to a federal grand jury. Not every day you see someone dismissed so quickly in the court of public opinion, only to resurface at the heart of a federal investigation. That says something about his evidence, folks. If the feds thought there was nothing to his story, he wouldn't be sitting in front of a grand jury. And yet, here we are. Allegations, though, raises critical questions. How much more out there is there? And if these allegations are on flash drives containing terabytes of incriminating footage, are indeed there in federal hands, then this case may be far from over. The slow, deliberate pace of federal prosecutors suggests that they're building something airtight, piece by piece. In a world of federal justice, they don't make a move unless they believe they can win. What's truly striking about all this is how it plays out in the court of public opinion. Every new detail, no matter how small, adds weight to the narrative. The more we learn, the harder it becomes to separate fact from assumption. That's it. We'll keep following this case, digging into every development and breaking it all down for you piece by piece. Thanks to Robin Dreek for joining us to discuss. He has a brand new book out. It's right here, Unbreakable Alliances. Please do check it out wherever you get books. It's an amazing read. And thank you for joining us. We'll be back with more to this story as it continues to unfold. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. Until next time, stay informed and keep questioning everything.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine.
Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.